During these last 6 months or so, we have been here at St. Paul's trying to respond to, reflect upon the invitation that Bishop Curry gave at the Diocesan Convention back in November. That invitation, that challenge was, as a diocese, to go deep, go speak, go do. Go deep, go speak, go do. And our vestry, even when we gathered together for our vestry retreat, we shaped our goals and categories of kind of go deep, go speak, go do. And today I'd like to talk a little bit about that second part of go speak. Go speak. We Episcopalians are not known to be the best evangelizers. The Episcopal Church has this reputation of not being, when you think of evangelization, you don't think of the Episcopal Church. Sometimes the Episcopal Church is seen as that place that you find somehow. But we have that reputation. I'm not sure it's fair or accurate, but it is a theory that many people have about us. Personally, we may wonder, well, how do you go speak? What are we supposed to speak about? And how do you do this? In June, we're going to invite you to be part of some small gatherings that are going to be about sharing our faith stories. This is actually something that's happening throughout the Episcopal Church, throughout the country. Not every diocese, but many dioceses have done this. It's a ministry of gathering people together in small groups to just share your story, share your faith story. It's facilitated by some cards with some questions to reflect upon. And you just respond. It's not a conversation or a discussion or a debate. It's just a safe place to share your story and perhaps develop your story. If you read the Episcopal news, which I do regularly, you may see some reports, especially in the Episcopal News Service, about many of these small group gatherings that have already happened. Actually, we were invited to participate in this on one day, which was May 15th, and most dioceses did that on May 15th. We, of course, being St. Paul's, decided to have our own date. But we're doing it in June. It just seemed May came so quickly after Easter, so we're doing it in June, gathering together. But if you'd like to go on the Episcopal News Service, you can Google that online and read about the experiences. There's some articles there from other dioceses about what this experience was like. So we'll be talking more about that, inviting you to participate, and I hope you will. The reason that comes to my mind today is not to make an announcement about it, but it kind of comes from this first reading that we just heard about Paul, St. Paul. St. Paul was someone who knew how to speak. He knew how to share this message. And we're named after St. Paul. So we even have, a special call to discern what that looks like. Paul was a unique individual in the early church. He really felt this call to go beyond into new lands, into new places, to meet with new people. And it seems that scripture scholars point out that Paul seemed to have this interesting kind of dynamic that would go on with his ministry. He would oftentimes go to a new area, and he began to spread around the Mediterranean, and he would come to a community, and oftentimes he would seek out the synagogue or the local Jewish community. And he would go there to the synagogue and begin to interact with folks in that community. And many times what he was doing when he speaks to those individuals was to talk about this Jesus Christ raised from the dead, but put it in the context of their Jewish tradition. He would reference the scriptures, reference the prophets, you know, as the prophet Isaiah has said, or he would use the context of what they were familiar with from their story and indicate that this Messiah that we're waiting for has come. It's Jesus Christ, Jesus the Christ raised from the dead. And that's and folks, some would respond to him and communities would form and he would keep in touch with those communities. He was known for then oftentimes within a while leaving. And he would keep in touch with those communities with letters. Because as those communities developed, it wasn't always an easy ride, trying to figure out what we need to be and how we go about doing things. So Paul would write letters, and we still read those letters today. church on Sunday. Letter to the Corinthians, the letter to this, all these letters that Paul wrote. But Paul also, it seems, was able to preach this message also beyond the Jewish community, beyond the community that he may have been familiar with. He would go beyond that. And today's reading, the first reading we had, is an example of that. It's an example of Paul not really addressing folks from a Jewish tradition or a Jewish background. This is a really great reading. It's really one of the best, I think, about Paul. Paul is in this area around Athens, and it's near the Parthenon. This is a time where this isn't the height of Athens in Greece. It's still a thriving place, but it's different than what it was. But things have developed there, and there's this area called the Areopagus, which, as I understand, had an early history of being a place, if I understand correctly, where people would bring forth civil issues to bring before a group to make decisions, and they'd come to the Areopagus. Eventually, this place, this Areopagus, which is this large, like a rock area, became a gathering place for scholars, philosophers, thinkers, to come together and to talk, to think together, to listen to others, to listen to ideas. It was a place of exchange of ideas. And Paul, in his great wisdom, must have said, I got to go there. And he does. And the reading today references Paul getting there and saying how he went to this area where there were different shrines or altars or monuments, whatever word best describes it, to the pagan gods. They believed in many gods, and they would have an altar or a shrine to each of the gods. But as Paul was walking through that area, he noticed one altar, one shrine, this monument, that said, to an unknown God. It's interesting. Let you inside the mind of those thinkers too. Those who were this Greek group of folks, that there's an openness to other possibilities when you think about it. You know, if you believe in many gods, pagan gods, you got all these altars, this one over here to an unknown God is almost like saying, well, there may be something else we don't know yet. You know, it's like there's an opening, a possibility of an opening. And Paul takes advantage of that. And what the reading today says is Paul goes to this group at the Areopagus, and he says to them, you have this altar to an unknown God. I want to tell you about that God. What an incredible... The door is open. He walks in, and he enters into the thinking and the mindset of those folks to bring up the gospel, to talk about this Jesus who has been raised from the dead. And notice in today's reading, in what he says to these folks, is there's no reference to Scripture. There's no reference to the Hebrew Scriptures. It's all about, this is the God who created things, who gives life. It's a different language. He knew his audience. He knew to whom he was speaking. And he knew what would make sense in the gospel. It's a wonderful reading. It's a wonderful reading. And I think has a lot of power to it. I think we can learn from Paul. I think we can learn from Paul. As we try to discern how do we speak of our faith, of our experience of this Christ raised from the dead, what's our experience of that, and how do we share that? How do we tell that story? And the most challenging part of that is, how do we tell that story beyond ourselves? Kind of, you know, we can all gather and talk to each other. We know the stories, we know our scriptures, we know our history, we know our liturgy, we know so many things. It's easier to talk within the tribe, you know. But how do we break beyond that? How do we go beyond ourselves and who are familiar with our language and what we think and believe? How do we go out to a world that has no sense of that and yet speak of this Christ? This new life, this gospel, is so much an essential part of our lives. I think that's the world and the context in which we live today. I think the church, and you've heard me say this before, and I'm sure Bishop Curry will be with us next week. He'll probably say it as well, but you know, we live in a time where it's not about how do we bring people to the church, but how do we bring the church to people? How do we bring the church to this world that is so searching? As those folks gathered at the Areopagus, they'd never heard of the many of them perhaps never experienced the Jewish tradition. They didn't know about this Jesus Christ, and yet they were searching. They were looking. They were searching for meaning in their lives. And Paul comes with this message. How do we do that? How do we do that? I think we have something to share. And perhaps we can help ourselves discern how to do that. And that's what these small group gatherings will be in June, to help us be in touch with our stories, our own story, and find a comfort in telling that story. We all have stories to tell. And if we can discover them and find them and have somewhat of the confidence to go forth and share them in different ways in the life we live, we'll bring about this wondrous dream that God has for us. So today I offer those thoughts, particularly in that first reading, where St. Paul is able to go and tell a story. His life has been transformed and changed, and he simply shares that. But he knows to whom he's speaking. And we too need to look to find the way to interact with our world for folks that perhaps haven't even heard of Christ, much less the Episcopal Church, but to go out into the world and encourage it and invite us to engage with it and help it to live into the dream and the vision that God has for it.